This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
And now the cleanup. Those violent storms that battered the eastern U.S. yesterday, killing two people, also knocked out the power to homes and businesses in several states and delayed and canceled flights. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says this could have been a lot worse, saying drivers got stuck on the roads with power lines down.
Lives were saved. There were people who were stuck and stranded in cars who were able to sleep in their own beds last night. And that's because of the work of everybody who moved and our first responders who made it so.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore. The mayor of Los Angeles says city workers are vital, but thousands of them are on a 24-hour strike today. Sanitation workers, traffic officers, they say the city isn't bargaining in good faith with them. The city says it's available whenever the union wants to make progress. Prosecutors and lawyers for Donald Trump are squabbling over his election conspiracy case. Now the judge is going to hold a hearing.
An order signed by Judge Tanya Chutkan late Monday says prosecutors in the election conspiracy case against the Republican frontrunner and the legal team for the defendant must meet and file a joint notice today for two dates and times they can be available. That'll be on or before Friday, August 11th for a hearing on their dueling proposals. Trump will not need to attend. Prosecutors have asked for a protective order to impose rules on what Trump and his defense team can do with evidence shared by the government. They expressed particular concern Trump might use social media to intimidate witnesses. They included a screenshot from Trump's Truth Social platform on Friday in which he writes, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's team argues that a blanket gag order is unnecessary and a more limited order could protect materials deemed sensitive. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukrainian officials are accusing the Kremlin's forces of targeting rescue workers in the war in Ukraine. This is AP News. It's Mega Millions tonight.
Many people are dreaming of how they'd spend their Mega Millions winnings if they picked the right numbers for tonight's drawing. But the odds of becoming an instant billionaire are very, very slim. This is now the third largest jackpot in U.S. history, $1.55 billion. People have been lining up for that chance at a dream. In St. Joseph, Missouri, Penny Barron says she'd help her kids, and she would donate to charity.
Like St. Joe Hospital for the kids. Kids are my heart, and with the psych nurse, I'm an adolescent psych nurse.
But despite good intentions, the odds of winning are 1 in 302 million. If there is just one winner and that person asks for the lump sum payment, it would be about $757 million before taxes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.